This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is determined to continue supporting Ukraine. President Joe Biden says despite what appears to be cracks in Congress and the NATO alliance, with Slovakia's newly elected leader expressing doubts over continuing his nation's support. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Congress over the weekend passed a stopgap spending bill that keeps the U.S. government open for another 6 weeks. But that package did not include the Ukraine aid, leading Biden to appeal across the political aisle to legislators who have expressed concerns about accountability and exasperation that the war is still raging after more than 19 months. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA that the administration remains determined amid this domestic pressure and concerns from the newly elected leader of NATO member Slovakia, who campaigned that he would not send a single bullet to Ukraine from the state stocks. Anita Powell, VOA News. The White House.
Meanwhile, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is setting in motion his threat to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Gaetz's plan is to use a rare procedural tool called a motion to vacate.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it this week.
The move comes after the House passed a bill to avert a government shutdown. Gaetz and other critics have said McCarthy has failed to be the conservative leader the Republican Party needs.
It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
McCarthy does not appear to be too worried about his future.
I'm focused on getting the job done. I'm proud of the record of what we've been able to accomplish so far. We've got a lot more to do.
The motion to vacate the chair has only been used twice in the past century. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has launched a raid blitz in search of bomb attack links. Details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police have detained over 60 people across Turkey in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants days after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. The interior minister says police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining dozens suspected of being part of what's referred to as the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Around 12 other suspects have been rounded up in a separate operation in 5 provinces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force led by Kenya to Haiti to help combat violent gangs in the troubled country. The resolution drafted by the U.S. was approved Monday with 13 votes in favor, 2 abstentions from Russia and China. The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. It is the first time a force will be deployed to Haiti since a UN-approved mission nearly 20 years ago. A deployment date has not been set, although U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said a security mission to Haiti could deploy in months. Former U.S. President Donald Trump showed up on Monday for the first day of a civil trial in New York, where he's accused of inflating his business holdings. AP's Julie Walker.
Donald Trump came in a side door. Still, that did not stop him from addressing media in the courthouse hallway, where Trump railed at the judge's pretrial decision that he engaged in fraud.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous.
But ever the optimist.
Other than that, things went very well.
Trump also blasted New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit.
No matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
James is seeking $250 million in penalties and a ban on Trump doing business in New York. Julie Walker, New York.
Nearly the entire population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia, and the one-time residents of the self-declared republic are scattered. More from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over the enclave, best known as Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia, with many moving to scantily populated border villages. Others refused offers for free border village homes for fear the Azerbaijan-Armenia dispute would once again cross into Armenia proper, as it did in 2020. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar, and Kornitzor, Armenia.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.